Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and we are going to be continuing with our decree prayers that we started last week. I'm going to review one thing. Last week, we went over a lot of stuff, and then we talked about authority, how you have the authority to pray because you're a believer, and I gave you a prayer that my friend wrote for to pray over someone who has an addiction problem, okay? We're going to review quickly the authority part because I want you to be sure that you get this. This is really important. In Genesis 1:28, the word says, "Then God blessed them and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it.'" To subdue means to subdue, to dominate, to keep under. So in other words, keep it under your feet. Okay, keep everything under your feet. Have control over it. Have dominion. Now, dominion is to rule, to have dominion, or to tread down. Again, keep it under your feet. You're in control of it, okay? To have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And I mentioned last week for you men and ladies who fish, you have dominion over the fish. When you go fishing, you can literally use this verse and command the fish to get on your hook. And I am not kidding you. I'm very serious about that. You actually can. You have the authority to do that. Okay, so God has given us the authority by virtue of being his child to have dominion over these things and to subdue them and be in control of them. All right? Now, we are going to be doing some decreeing. A decree is an official order that is issued by a legal authority. We have the legal right to use the name of Jesus, okay? Because we're believers. We're the children of our Father God. We are believers in Jesus. So we have like a power of attorney that we can command things according to his will. We can't command things that are not his will. We can command things according to his will using his name, okay? And that is the name to which all other names must bow. So the name of cancer has to bow to the name of Jesus. The name of COPD has to bow to the name of Jesus. The rheumatoid arthritis, that's a name. It has a name. It has to bow to Jesus. Okay? Okay, so I used to be a paralegal. And so when I heard the word decree, I immediately knew what it meant because I've seen so many decrees. In Oklahoma, when you get a divorce, the final order that is issued by the judge is called a decree of divorce. And what that is it's the final conditions of how the property was split up. You know, does the wife take back her name? All of this, that's all in the final decree that says, okay, the divorce, we've done the divorce. This is how it stands, period. And that's pretty much engraved in stone. I've never seen a decree changed. So that's when the judge issues a decree by speaking it from the bench in his authority, okay? All right, so that's the authority thing. Now, I told some stories on the video and podcast right before this, y'all might want to hear, but the main one is the woman who wrote these prayers got tremendous results from one of the prayers I'm going to give you in this podcast, which is the prayer that she prayed for her husband to get a raise. He had worked at this company that just didn't give raises for 10 years. Let me see if I can find where she wrote. She said, "After prayer and reading this declaration every day for 3 months, I received a phone call from my husband while he was at work, and he was called into his boss's office, informed that he was given a $9,500 raise. This was out of the blue." You cannot be, I mean, that's really good, for especially for a place that don't even give raises, okay? That's almost $800 a month, I think. And it was effective immediately. And her husband was just in shock. Okay, so I'm going to speak these prayers so you can hear them. And I'm going to offer them to you in PDF form. I'm going to put an email address in the description. I might put it in the video too, but for sure in the description of the video. And if you will send an email, or in description of the podcast, if you will send an email to that email address, I will send you back the PDFs of these prayers, okay? And the one that was on last week to the addiction prayer. Okay, so here we go. This is a prayer for someone who's having problems with depression. We're going to pray it like it's over a child, an adult child. I'm going to pray all the, I'll probably pray all these prayers over my daughter or somebody in my family. Okay, so I will just use her for an example and hopefully she won't mind. In Jesus' name, I declare that my daughter is free from all anxiety and depression. Her body, soul, and mind are completely healed by the work of the cross and the word of the Lord in Isaiah 53:5, which says, by his stripes, we are healed. And by the way, by his stripes, we were healed. In the New Testament, we were healed. In the New Testament, there's a verse that says we are healed. I got to make a note on something so I don't forget to put it on when I type this up. Okay. Her days of being tormented by anxiety and depression are over. The Lord Jesus himself has taken authority over her mind and said, peace, be still. She is fully healed and delivered of all tormenting spirits in Jesus' name, as well as the spirit of suicide, which has tried to attach itself to her. I say no in the name of Jesus. You will not have my child. She belongs to the King of Kings, and you will not snatch her out of his mighty hand. She is free to walk in the Lord's manifest destiny for her. The Lord will grant her godly friends and end her long days of isolation in Jesus' name. Okay, and any of you who know my daughter, she does not isolate at all. So that's not her, but I just used her for an example. This prayer is based on the scripture 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And one of the things that I've prayed over somebody who needed help with anything that was mental is I prayed 2 Timothy 1:7. I declare that they don't have a spirit of fear, but they have the spirit of a power and of love and of a sound mind. They have a sound mind. I decree it in Jesus' name. So that's another way that you can pray that. You can take the scriptures and you can write your own decree prayers or write your own declarations. If they're in line with the scripture, they're in line with God's will. Psalm 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I believe the King James says that you shall live and not die. I have prayed that over somebody who had a spirit of suicide on them before, and it fled. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I don't know why that one's in there. I have no idea why that. I guess for the isolation thing, I'm not sure. Isolation, by the way, is a demon spirit. Isaiah 30:21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. That is a scripture that I pray over somebody who needs guidance, who needs clarity about where they're supposed to go or what they're supposed to do, or needs guidance by the Lord. Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. You can pray that over your child too. Okay, see how we're doing on time. Okay, here is the prayer for the husband that needs a raise. You can pray this over yourself if you need a raise. You can pray it over a child if they are working and they're, you know, not being fairly paid. Father, I call those things that be not as though they are, according to Romans 4:17. I ask you for justice on behalf of my husband. He needs a raise. The corporation where he works has unfair practices in that they reward only a very select few people. Other loyal workers like my husband literally go years with no raise. Lord, I'm asking in faith for you to change that. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do for us in Jesus' name. I declare that my husband will receive a raise this year. Okay, Romans 4:4. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. In other words, a workman is worthy of his hire. So you can pray, a workman is worthy of his hire. James 5:4. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvester have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. Jeremiah 22:13, woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness, that's holding back money where it's due, is unrighteousness, and his upper rooms by injustice, who makes his neighbor serve him for nothing and does not give him his wages. So there you go. Okay, now, the next prayer, still got a little bit more time. The next prayer is a healing prayer. It's a decree, so you decree healing. And you can pray it for someone else or you can pray it for yourself. Okay, let's see. I'll just pray this for my son, just for an example. Lord, my son is one of God's chosen people according to 1 Peter 2:9. I formally decree that he is healed according to the work of the cross and the word of the Lord in Isaiah 53:5, which says, by his stripes we are healed. He is called out of the darkness of any pain and sickness and into God's marvelous light of freedom and health, according to 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Chronicles 16:22 clearly says, do not touch my anointed ones. 1 Samuel 2:10 says, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Any symptoms that continue in my son's body from this moment on are in violation of God's word, which is God's law. This will invoke the wrath of God on them. You demons causing infirmity, flee now in Jesus' name. I hereby decree that all illness and every symptom associated with it must leave my son's body now in the name and under the authority of Jesus and his precious blood. Amen. Okay. Make notes so I'll be sure and type it up the way I prayed it, y'all. Okay. Now. Okay. The next prayer is... this is a prayer against indoctrination, like into the Antichrist system, or indoctrination into unbelief that a lot of kids get when they go to college. There is a spirit called intellectualism that gets on a lot of kids that go to college, and it's really hard to fight. It's very prevalent and is really hard to fight. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. The camcorder shut down. So let's try that again. Anyway, we were talking about indoctrination. It's very common for colleges to indoctrinate students with basically unbelief against anything spiritual, but especially against Christianity. All right, so here's a prayer you can pray for that. And it also covers... some anxiety stuff, I think. All right, so I'm going to pray this like... I'm just going to pray this one like over my son. Okay. I decree that my son does not have a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I plead the blood of Jesus and a powerful hedge of protection over his mind in Jesus' mighty name. I forbid him to be indoctrinated and deceived by the Antichrist system while receiving his education. May the peace of God rest upon his shoulders and the love of God preserve him and preserve his innocence as he goes forward into adulthood. Thank you, Lord, for keeping him under your precious wings. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given him a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. That's how I'd pray that. Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Acts 2:17 about pouring out his spirit. Okay, next prayer. Seeing how much time I have left. Okay, this prayer is a prayer for a child in rebellion against God or a person in rebellion against God. You can pray this over anybody, really, that like your children, your spouse, somebody in your family that's really in a rebellion against God, or maybe they're getting tied up in the occult, that sort of thing. Okay. I declare that, let's see, who would I want to pray this over? I'll just pray this over my daughter. I declare that my daughter is a brand plucked from the fire. The enemy shall not have her. She will have a complete conversion experience and will serve the living God. She will not be given over to demons. She will come into her destiny to fight and defeat demons. Praise the Lord. She belongs to the kingdom of God. She has been raised in a household of faith and comes from a long line of faithful believers. She will come back to her heritage in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, and that's Colossians 1:21-22. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Zechariah 3:1-2. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I think that's supposed to be the angel said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Isaiah 49:25b. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. And then the scripture about being him pouring out his spirit. Okay, I have one more prayer to give y'all, and then that's going to be the end of these. This is the prayer for anyone who has suffered trauma. The effects of trauma, I don't think I've ever talked to y'all about this before. Trauma manifests in various ways. One of the ways trauma will manifest is you'll see the person self-medicate. They will drink and drink and drink, trying to silence the torment, trying to stop the pain, trying to feel better. You will see them do drugs for the same reason. One of the effects of sexual trauma is promiscuity. And if someone is sexually abused for a very long time, especially if it was like throughout their childhood, it is common for them to get with someone who will continue that abuse. And the reason is it's familiar, for one thing. And the other reason is there's demonic, you know, spirits at work there. But the other reason is they're used to their bodies just being used for other people's pleasure. So it does not feel strange to them if that continues, because that's all they've ever known. That's an effect of trauma. That's an effect of long-term abuse. So when you see somebody that's a really bad alcoholic, or they're on drugs real bad, there's a lot of times a reason behind it that you can't see, a terrible trauma. That children who are raped in early childhood, this is very common. You often see them turn into drug addicts and turn into really bad alcoholics because they don't know what to do with that pain. So keep that in mind. You know, that's why the Lord tells us not to judge anybody, because you don't know their story, and he does. He knows why we shouldn't judge them, and we don't. And it's hard to understand when we see people acting all crazy like that, but I'm telling y'all, I can't count the number of people that I've known that things like that happened to, that they turned out those ways. Okay, let me read you the prayer. Okay. Father, I lift up my daughter before you and ask for your intervention in her life. You know everything she has been through, and you know the trauma and the havoc it has wreaked upon her life. It is still affecting her deeply, probably in ways she can't even fathom. I pray for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in her life. I speak life over her. Lord, I pray that you would begin to gently walk her through the layers of pain from the past that she has been unable to deal with until now. And I just thought of something. We might not want to say it is the havoc, you know, the trauma is still affecting them, because we can't declare their healing and also declare that they're still being affected by the trauma. So I'm going to take that out of the prayer. Okay. Strengthen her in her innermost being. Let her feel your love. I pray that you would break through her suffering and fill her to overflowing with your unconditional love. I pray that she would be healed by the word of the Lord and the work of the cross, as in Isaiah 53:5 that says, by his stripes she is healed. Repair every breach in her soul from her past, that her walls of protection around her soul may be restored in Jesus' name. Isaiah 58:12. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Okay. That's the last decree prayer I have for y'all right now. I'm so very thankful that my friend let me share these. And I, y'all please say a prayer for her to be blessed for doing that, because she didn't have to say yes. She didn't have to do that. And I think that if you use even one of those prayers, you will get such miraculous results that it will just be life-changing. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to share with y'all something that really would help you, you know, would help you too. I get a lot of questions about, you know, I don't know how to find a promise in the Bible. I don't know how to pray like that. You know, things like, how do I fight this problem or that problem? Well, how you fight it is you decree over it. You decree over it. If you have circumstances in your life that are, you know, running the opposite way from your blessings are over here and your circumstances are running that way, then you got to speak to your circumstances. You got to put it under your feet. You have to take authority over those circumstances and make them fall into dominion, under your dominion. Okay? Does that make sense? You have to command your circumstances to line up. If you don't have enough of something, you need to command that provision to show up, because the Bible says he will supply all your needs. If you're a tither, you can say, you know what? Malachi 3:10 says he will open, he will rebuke the devourer for my sake. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing that's so big I can't even contain it all. Whichever promise you're standing on is fine. Just stand on whichever one. As far as finding the promises, go read Psalms. Anytime you find a statement, that's a promise. You know, Lord, you said you'd cover me with your, you know, with your feathers. Under your feathers, can I trust? Or under your wings, will we trust? Lord, I'm trusting under your wings right now. And I declare I'm protected and I'm safe. You're my refuge. You're my fortress. By the way, while we're on this subject, you cannot say, I pray Psalm 91 over that person. That does nothing. Please hear me on this. I've told y'all this before. Please hear me. Psalm 91 has no power. If you just say Psalm 91, you have to quote his word. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. If you don't decree that, if you don't say it, you're not decreeing it. If you just say Psalm 91, the words Psalm 91 is all you get the power out of, and they have no power. You have to quote the scriptures. Y'all are just being lazy if you do that, okay? You're just being lazy, and that word doesn't get into you, and it doesn't get into the atmosphere, and the angels don't obey it. I'm just telling you. I've told you this before. You have to quote the actual scriptures, or it does nothing. You do it however you want to do it, but if you don't quote the scriptures, it ain't going to work. You're going to be saying all those words for no reason. I want to share something with y'all real quick. I don't think I've shared with you before. If I have, I don't remember. We talked about standing in the gap prayers on part one of decreeing prayers. Years ago, and the Lord still does this sometimes, but he did a lot more when I wasn't working as many hours for JPH. This is something he used to do to my mom all the time when my mom was retired. He would wake us up in the night or just sometime during the evening, would alert us and show us in our spirit the face of someone who desperately needed prayer. And he would kind of show us what was going on with them, and he'd have us pray. And with my mom, and sometimes with me, he would show us face after face after face. And we would intercede for that person until he gave us leave that we were done. And then there was a time after he started doing this, there was a time during, I think it was during the first wilderness. It might have been, no, not the first one, but the one of 2009, 2010. I think it was then, I'm not sure. That I desperately needed prayer for the financial situation at hand. And I had asked my mom to pray, and she was in the care home then, and nothing was happening. I couldn't see anything happening. So, of course, I was freaking out. I was like, Lord, I need somebody to pray. And he showed me in my spirit that because I was willing, anytime he alerted me to pray for other people I didn't know, that I could ask him to raise up an intercessor or wake up an intercessor to pray for me when I was in need. And ever since then, I have done that. I only do it when I really, really, really need something desperately. Because you don't want to be woke up, you know, every 5 minutes for somebody that, you know, has a hangnail or something, right? You want to be awakened when there is something important to pray about. They're the same as we are. So if he gives you images of people to pray for, and you are obedient to that whenever he asks you, then when you are in great need, you can call on that same principle because you have planted the seeds for it. And you can say, Lord, I need you to raise up an intercessor for me to pray for this right here. I can't remember a time I ever asked him for that a result didn't come fairly quickly after that. But if he is asking you to pray for people and you don't have any right to ask for this. You have no money in that account to draw from, all right? So you need to do this properly. But I just wanted to share that with y'all because I think that's a really important principle and I've never heard anyone talk about it. Okay, that's all I've got for you in this podcast. This one might be slightly short. Oh, and one more thing I forgot to say. If you want PDFs of the prayers that I said on the show, I've edited some of them to make them better. If you want the PDFs of the prayers, I'm going to put the links in the description, but if you're listening to this on your phone, you can send an email to jphradiooffers, that's plural, @gmail.com, and you will get an email back that has the links for all the prayers, plus the addiction prayer from last week.
Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print, and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 is a collection of 58 short inspirational readings that will uplift, comfort, and encourage readers from every walk of life. Sidewalk Flowers includes inspirational tales and topics taken from the lives of everyday people who exhibited extraordinary wisdom, kindness, and courage while traveling the sidewalks of life. Get your copy of Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 today, available in print
and new audiobook, Sidewalk Flowers, Volume 1 by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com in print or new audiobook.
There is no one on earth who has not been wronged at some time in their life. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has been hurt by someone. The pain you have suffered does not make you special. It is what you do with that pain that sets you apart. Life can make you bitter or it can make you better. You choose. The only difference between the two is the I.